Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Former Titans defensive coordinator and, of course, NFL safety, Chuck Cecil joins us here on the Midday 180. Chuck, it's great to hear your voice again, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Woke up again. Another great day. How y'all doing?
Great. Excellent. Catch us up on how you landed back at your alma mater and the role that you're in now.
Well, it was really kind of crazy how it happened. I had had a few discussions with Coach Rodriguez after our departure from the Rams, and nothing really was, we kind of talked and nothing serious, but and then out of the blue, he asked me to come in kind of late last year, and so I did the analyst thing for him, and which was really kind of great to be back with my alma mater. You know, I love here in Tucson, my Arizona Wildcats, and then Coach Sumlin was gracious enough to keep me on. So it's been a real blessing.
How different is it to go to guys up to 4 years younger? You've been dealing with pros for a long stretch of time, and now in front of guys who are, some of whom are just coming out of high school. I imagine that's a transition.
There's no question that's kind of the biggest difference. I mean, clearly the NFL and college, the game itself is different from a lot of different aspects of what they're trying to accomplish and do on the field, both offensively and defensively. But the age difference and just the maturity of the players is dramatic. So it's very interesting and challenging in different ways, but also very gratifying. So it's great.
Chuck Cecil, our guest here on the Midday 180. Chuck, tell me about Dane Cruikshank, the guy, the person.
First of all, I mean, Dane is, he's a great person. I mean, there's where you're going to start. I mean, he's just like I like to say, he's a great dude. You want to play with him, you want him on your team, and he's someone that you can count on. And to me, that's where you start. As far as the player goes, I mean, boy, he's got all the the numbers, height, weight, speed, can run, movement skills are great. So it's going to be, I knew he'd get an opportunity. He kind of moved around here, from corner to kind of our nickel position and things of that nature. So he never really had a chance to make a statement at one position. So it'll be interesting to see where he winds up and what he does there for the Titans.
Chuck, I know he was listed as like the spur position, which is a hybrid role for the Wildcats defense, but can you take our listeners into that role? Was it because he didn't have a defined position per se, or was that role built for Dane Cruikshank?
No. It's for our defense. To make it easy for everybody to understand, basically he was the nickel. That's all they need to know. If they know what the nickel is in a NFL defense, that's what the spur position is in our defense, here at Arizona. It's just, different names. And basically, because in college, especially in the Pac-12, I mean, you're facing, four wides and three wides predominantly, almost on every down. And so we basically, our defense starts with the nickel defense. That's our base defense. It is the nickel defense. And so he basically is that guy. He is, when we say spur, that's what that is in common knowledge around the world, around the NFL. He's the nickel.
You did it yourself, and you've seen a ton of guys do it and helped a ton of guys do it. How do you envision a transition for him? You said it'd be interesting to see where he lands. It sounds like he'd be best starting off as the nickel in terms of familiarity. We know he played outside corner before he was playing nickel. What would be the keys to turning him into a safety if they ultimately want him to be part of a three safety package or at least a periodic matchup alternative to Jonathan Cyprian beside Kevin Byard?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, and it's funny because I had this conversation with him a little bit last year before the season even started, is the first thing he's going to do is play special teams. I mean, when I got to here last year for training camp, he was the first guy down the field on every kickoff. I mean, the guy can run. And so, you know, if he can do that as far as on kickoff and then on punt, be a gunner and all that kind of stuff, I mean, when you come in as a late-round pick or a free agent in the NFL, if you want to be on the team and you want to get in uniform on Sunday, you better be able to play special teams, especially when you're a backup in the secondary. So that's the first and foremost thing. But from a long-term standpoint, it really depends on what they want to do with him. That's with his skill set, he can play so many different positions and do so many different things. I personally would see him more as a corner. He could play nickel, but I really think at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, corner would probably be the best position for him NFL-wise. If he were to be a safety, I'm not saying that he can't do that by any stretch of imagination. It just going to take him a little while to learn the big picture stuff, compared to what he was doing as a nickel and a corner.
Chuck Cecil, our guest on the Midday 180. So I was talking with Coach McGinnis recently, Chuck, and he goes, Hutton, look, this guy loves contact. Dane Cruikshank loves to hit. And I said, I said, Chuck Cecil liked to hit. Does he remind you of yourself in that regard?
I hope not. It's illegal now.
Cost him his whole contract, right?
Yeah, you know, I just say, Dane, don't do that.
What do you think of the changes? We haven't gotten full details on what they're doing, but they sure as hell are trying to get the head out of the game, and it's a completely different deal than when you were hammering people. Do you appreciate the evolution in terms of them trying to save guys from long-term damage, or are you an old-school guy who feels like they're changing the game beyond what you'd like to see?
I'm kind of in between. First and foremost, and this is the thing that we need to, and everybody needs to, like, appreciate and understand, the helmet-to-helmet hits have long-term effects health-wise on the players. There is no arguing that. That is a fact, Jack. No doubt, okay? And, oh, by the way, any way that we can go about or, you know, figure out some way to limit those, it's better for the health of the players. And that's that's the primary concern. And I get it, and I'm all for it. Trust me. I probably had 50, 60, 70 concussions in my day. So, and I can still spell my name though. So I'm kind of happy when I wake up in the morning. It's all good. It's not that way for some other people. So I just think that some of the way they're going about it at times is incorrect, to be totally blunt. Kicking a player out of a college game for making what is supposedly what they're calling targeting, and the people that are calling it targeting don't know what targeting is. Which is because there's people that sit in an office somewhere. They really don't know what they're calling it, and they don't know why they're calling it, but it's a CYA thing. So that's disappointing from that standpoint. Here's the thing. Don't misunderstand me. I love the fact that they're trying to make it safer for the players because it needs to be. and they need to, that's priority number one is to try and eliminate that from the game. But I just think the way they're enforcing some of these things and where they're going about it is just incorrect.
We enjoyed catching up, Chuck. You wrote a nice piece on the Arizona Daily Star about athletes and social media. What's your Twitter address that we can tell people about?
What's my Twitter address? Let's see. It's Chuck Cecil 26, I believe.
Cool. Enjoyed the read, and we will spread that link around.
If you ever want to come back on and just talk some ball, we'd love to have you on.
Well, hey, you know what? That's about all I could talk about.
Thanks, man.
Good to
enjoy
hear from
the
you,
sunshine.
Man.
Nice talking to you guys.
All
take
right.
care.
Chuck Cecil has been our guest. He likes Crookshank and a bit different there, Paul, from saying he sees him more as a corner. I think everyone's thinking safety. I'm thinking safety when I watch him play.